Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hey there, it is Tuesday, September 8th. I'm flying to a friend's wedding this Friday, and for the first time in a long time, I'm not flying Delta, which I'm kind of sad about. I'm flying Southwest. And the thing I keep returning to is boarding. For those of you who have flown Southwest, I'm sure you know this, but their boarding process is famous. They have no assigned seats. Instead, they assign you a boarding number, and the way your boarding number is determined is based on how quickly you check in when the check-in opens for the flight. I should correct myself that this is how Southwest used to do it. They decided to ditch their method for what every other airline does, which is boarding from back to front. The inefficiencies of boarding really bugged me, so I wanted to look in if there was a more optimal way. And there's real science here. Live experiments, peer-reviewed papers, and even an astrophysicist who ran the numbers. And they all point to the same conclusion. As I said, back-to-front boarding, which is the method that almost every airline uses, is actually the slowest possible way to get people on a plane. The fastest methods have been known for almost 20 years, but the airlines won't use them. Not because they don't work, but because a slow line makes more money than a fast one. And as of this year, Southwest made the same choice. Okay, let's start by how back-to-front is the slowest way to board a plane. In 2014, the television show MythBusters, one of my favorites, I watched it with my brother all the time, well, the guys on MythBusters built a replica of an airplane cabin with 173 real seats. They had overhead bins and a single aisle. They brought in professional flight attendants, they handed out assigned seat tickets to volunteers, and tested six different boarding methods. 5% of the passengers were instructed to behave like actual humans, going the wrong way down the aisle, sitting in the wrong seat, boarding with small children, folding a coat while blocking everyone behind them, all of the stuff that makes me mad. When they boarded back to front, the method almost every airline uses, it took 24 minutes and 29 seconds to be precise. That was the slowest of all six methods tested. Random boarding with assigned seats took 17 minutes and 15 seconds. That's 7 minutes faster. No rules, no zones, no groups, just everyone gets on when the doors open. 7 minutes saved just by doing nothing. Then there's the Wilma method, W-I-L-M-A, and it's window seats first, then middle, then aisle. That one clocked in at 14 minutes and 55 seconds, 10 minutes faster than the back to front, and the passengers actually rated it the most satisfying experience. The name Wilma is an acronym, stands for window, middle, and aisle. Not really sure where the L comes in, but whatever. With that method, you fill the seats from the outside in so that nobody has to stand up or let someone else in. Nobody has to shuffle past a seated stranger, and the aisle stays clear for people walking to their row. It's quite simple. Then there's the reverse pyramid method, a more complex variation of Wilma that also moves back to front, but in blocks. That one came in at 15 minutes and 10 seconds, with the highest satisfaction score of any of the methods. But the absolute fastest? It's no assigned seats. Let people pick wherever they want to sit, it does not matter. 14 minutes and 7 seconds. And that is 10 minutes faster than back to front. But it also had the lowest satisfaction score, because passengers hated the stress of finding a seat. But I will say, for a man who loves efficiency, that's the one thing about Southwest I really liked. I got my boarding number assigned to me, I lined up, and then I was able to pick any seat that I wanted. But since the MythBuster guys are saying that most people don't like that, I am curious what my listeners think, so please drop a comment and let me know if you liked the Southwest open seating model. Now let's get to the astrophysicist who solved for the most efficient way to do it. His name is Jason Steffen, and he's an astrophysicist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV. He studies exoplanets, which are planets that are orbiting other stars. He was part of the Kepler mission team, and his research involves orbital dynamics, planetary system architecture, and the structure of the Milky Way. In 2008, Steffen was boarding a flight to a conference, and he stood in the usual jetway line, watching the usual cascade of people blocking the aisle while wrestling luggage into bins. And he thought, there has to be a mathematically optimal way to do this. So he went home and he wrote a paper, as researchers do. Steffen treated airplane boarding as an optimization problem. He used a Markov chain Monte Carlo algorithm, which is a method that astrophysicists use for everything from modeling galaxy formation to analyzing cosmic microwave background data. He simulated thousands of boarding sequences to find the arrangement that minimizes the total time. His model assumed luggage stowage is the dominant bottleneck, because that is what it is. When a passenger stops in the aisle to lift a bag, everyone behind them stops too. The goal is to maximize the number of people who can stow luggage simultaneously without blocking each other. The optimal solution looks wrong the first time that you see it, but passengers board in alternating rows, and he would start from the back. So for example, let's say there's 32 rows in a plane, then you would go row 32, then row 30, then row 28, and so on. You get it. He'd also work from the windows inward, and like I said, from the back of the plane towards the front. The spacing means that each person has several empty rows around them while they load their bag. Nobody is standing in anyone else's way. And by the time that two passengers end up in adjacent rows, they're both already seated. Stefan published his paper in the Journal of Air Transportation Management in 2008. The math said that his method could board a plane four times faster than back to front. In 2011, he ran a live test with 72 passengers and a real aircraft mock-up for a television show called This Versus That. His method took about 3.5 minutes. The standard block boarding took nearly 7 minutes, so his was almost half the time. For a full 173 plane, as you can imagine, half the time would be just 7 minutes to board the whole thing. But no airline has ever adopted it. Stefan later devised a simplified version, called the Stefan Modified, where passengers board in four groups. Right side odd rows, left side odd rows, then right side even rows, and left side even rows. Still, window to aisle. It's twice as slow as the full method, but it's easier to execute at a gate. Again, no airline adopted this either. So the obvious question is why, and I'm sure you already know it in your head, but if these methods are faster, and faster boarding means quicker turnarounds, and quicker turnarounds means more flights per day with the same aircraft, why would any airline leave 10 minutes of gate time on the table? Every minute a narrower body jet sits at the gate costs the airline money. Low-cost carriers like Ryanair and Wizz Air schedule turnarounds as short as 25 minutes. Legacy carriers schedule 45 to 60 minutes. The reason that Ryanair can do 25 is that they board through both the front and rear doors, which cuts the passenger flow in half, and their cabin is a single class with no premium seat selection drama. Most US airports only have one jet bridge per gate, so dual-door boarding is not even possible for domestic flights. But the bigger reason is that the boarding inefficiency has become a product. Airlines sell priority boarding. They sell it to elite status members as a loyalty perk. They sell it to basic economy passengers as an upgrade. They also bundle it with credit cards, and they offer it as an add-on for $25 at checkout. The entire economic model of boarding has been built around making the experience bad enough that you'll want to escape it. The Wilma method, the reverse pyramid, and the Stefan method, well, they all require one thing that airlines cannot monetize, which is a specific boarding order based only on where you're sitting. If everyone boards when their seat position calls them, nobody can pay to go earlier, so the hierarchy dissolves. United Airlines actually adopted the Wilma method in 2023, and it reportedly cut 2 minutes per flight. But United still boarded premium cabin and elite status holders first, before the window middle aisle sequence began. And that partially undoes the optimization, but again, they wanted to make their money, it makes sense. Southwest is the clearest case, by the way. For 50 years, Southwest used open seating and had some of the fastest turnarounds in history. In January 2026, Southwest switched it up to assigned seats with 8 boarding groups. They added the premium extra legroom seats at the front of the cabin that people can pay extra for, and priority boarding, which can also be upcharged for. The new system is slower, and Southwest knows it, but they don't care. They made the trade-off because they want to make way more money. And guess what? They're already making hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. Bill Franklin is the Southwest exec who designed the airline's legendary 10-minute turn in the 1970s. Fortunately, he probably wouldn't recognize the airline today. When Southwest sold one of its 4 aircrafts to raise cash, Franklin redesigned the entire ground operation so that 3 planes could fly the same schedule as 4. Boarding was part of that equation. Everyone moved fast because the economics demanded it. Well, now, as everyone's willing to pay more for everything, the economics are demanding the opposite. Airlines make more money selling you a way to suffer less than it loses by making you suffer in the first place. So let's close this one out really simply. If you're ever annoyed while you're boarding a plane because it's taking too long, just know that that's kind of the point. The airlines want you to be annoyed enough so that next time you fly, you pay a little bit more money to get a better seat or a better boarding position. So that's it for this one. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.